And yes, per Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3, we have more disagreements between Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim. Again, Rabbi Dos will be the lenient one. The topic of this Mishnah are Matnos Kahuna, gifts to the Kohanim. There are a number of them. In our Mishnah here, we have two topics. One is called Truma, good old-fashioned Truma, the first of the produce, and the second is Reishis Agez, the first of one's shearings. Let's discuss them in turn. The first is talking about Truma. So Truma, that's produce that you take a portion, you give it to a Kohen. There's no measure of the Raisim and the Rabbanan. You should give a 50th, 2% under normal circumstances if you're a Benoni, a regular person. So Truma is forbidden to a Zar, to a non-Kohen, under penalty of Misa B'dei Shemayim, premature death. That's bad news, of course. The question is, what about the parts of the food that the Kohen relates to as waste product? He's just going to remove it and throw it in the garbage can. So if he's like disposing of it as waste, can you, the non-Kohen, eat it? Because it's not food anymore as far as the Kohen's concerned, and it's not Truma, or doesn't have a Truma status anymore. Or, no, it's still part of the produce, which is Truma, and you can't eat it. Machlokas, Rabbi Dosa lenient says, yes, you can eat it, and the Chacham say strict, no, you cannot. So the specific examples given in the Mishnah are me'e avatiach, literally it means like the innards of the melon. Me'ayim are like intestines, entrails, and the like. And this is referring to the fact that if you open like a melon, many kinds of melons, like honeydew melon and the like, so there's like the inside, there's like the seeds are connected by a little kind of like, you know, fibrous material. It's like kind of this long stringy stuff. You want to kind of peel out the middle. I know in modern Hebrew, avatiach means watermelon, although there is a rosh like that, in fact. But bepashtus here, avatiach means these other kinds of melons, like the cantaloupe and honeydew and that kind of thing, which has that those seeds on the inside that are kind of stringy. So what happens is you kind of want to peel those out and throw them away, and they kind of seem a little bit like intestine in nature, so that's what we're talking about here. Maybe something analogous nowadays to, well, whatever, fine, that's fine. So you don't want to eat it normally, so therefore it's like kind of garbage. And knivas yarek, the word konev as a verb means like to chop off the parts you don't want because it's ichi. To remove it, to make it ready to eat. Knivas yarek means those clippings, those offcuts, if you will, of the vegetables. So the bartender says, you know, it's like leaves are kind of like a moldy and that kind of stuff. You don't want them. You cut them off because they're gross, and they're for the garbage. But they could be eaten if you really wanted to, just people, the Kohen's not. So does it have the sanctity of Truma still, and a Zar cannot eat it? Or is it permitted to a Zar because the Kohen says it's garbage, not food? So these things, Mei Evatiach and Knivas Yarak Shel Truma, Rebbe Dosa Matir, Rebbe Dosa says, yes, you could eat them as a Zar, Lazarim, and V'chacham Oshan, the Chacham say, no, you may not. Okay, period. Halach the Chacham again, that all parts of the Truma food is restricted for Zarim, they can't eat any of it. Okay, the next case in our Mishnah here, the second one of our Mishnah, has to do with Reishis HaGez. Reishis HaGez is the gift that Kohen gives, that is given to the Kohen from the first of one's shearings. The idea basically is, one has a flock, he shears the flock of sheep, he now has lots of wool, he has to give a portion of that wool to the Kohen as a gift. Midoraisa, there's no measure to how much you have to give. Midorabanan, it's a 60th of the shearings go to the Kohen. The thing is, the pasuk specifies like a sentiment, not just of that it's specifically sheep as opposed to goats and cows, but also that it's like a shearing of some kind of quantity. It's something somehow significant. The question is how much, how significant. That is the discussion, really. So the pasuk itself says, Reishis HaGez, the first of your shearing, Tzoncha, excuse me, I read that badly. Reishis Gez Tzoncha, the first shearing of your flock of sheep, Titen Lo, you should give to the Kohen. It has to be a significant amount. The question is how much is significant. So Rabbi Do says lenient, says it has to be sort of very significant, if you will, and the Chum say less so. How much? So says the Mishnah inside. Chamesh rechelos gezuzos mane mano upras chayavos bereishis hagez de Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says you have to have two conditions met. First of all, it needs to be that you have at least five sheep to shear, and the five sheep in your flock, I guess that are the most productive, each one has to produce a quantity of wool, which is a mana upras, 1.5 mana. A mana is 150 dinar. Okay, it's just a weight. Let's talk for our purposes here, and we'll convert it to salaim, 4 dinar to a sella. So you're talking 37.5 salaim, according to the gear 7 in front of us over here. You can assume that just for simplicity's sake, we'll call that like a little more than a pound or a half a kilo, something like that, okay? Of each of the five sheep. So you're talking a total of, whatever, 2.5 kilos or something like that, you know, more than 5 pounds of wool. And it has five different sheep. The Chacham, however, say, no, Chacham Omrim Chamesh Rechelos Kol Shehen. They say, as long as you have five sheep, you're good. Kol Shehen means any amount. The truth is, however, although Kol Shehen doesn't mean any amount, which would suggest that we don't care how much sheep comes off it, we actually have a tradition. It's not really literally any amount. It has to be at least that the total shearing you have from your five sheep, at least, adds up to a weight of 60 Slaim. So altogether, doesn't matter how much each individual sheep produces, but in together, the whole flock has produced at least 60 slum. 60 slum or something like around, like I said, like maybe think of it as like 1 kilo or so, okay, 2 pounds, something like that. And that's not very much. A normal sheep today would produce, you know, a multiple of that. A single sheep would produce more. But anyways, the point is the halacha, again, like the chachamim, that Reish Segez applies as long as you have five sheep and as long as in aggregate they produce a total of just 60 slum of weight, you know, basically, you know, call it 1 kilo or so of wool in aggregate.